The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We are joined now by Brian Lloyd, who's in studio, because the first images of the late film star Val Kilmer returning to the big screen through the use of AI were unveiled in Las Vegas this week. He appears as a priest in the trailer for As Deep as the Grave. So while we do have the technology, clearly, to bring back some of these actors, you have to kind of ask, Brian, should we? Now, and this, because we've seen it before where maybe the actor had died during the film and they'd filmed a bit.
Yeah.
And that isn't the case here, though, is it?
No, he was... Val Kilmer was dead. You know, the story was that As Deep as the Grave had begun production, I believe, in like 2020. He had been obviously battling throat cancer at the time, and he was too sick to actually participate in the filming of it. When it came closer to time, they used generative AI to basically create a performance of Val Kilmer. Now, they've only kind of just used the general kind of phrases, and like, yes, we've used generative AI. They haven't gone into specifics. They haven't, you know, described how they did it, where they had like a stand-in actor and then just covered the face and then did something like that. They haven't been very specific on it. But yeah, I mean, it has been done before. Famously in Gladiator, Oliver Reed passed away during the production of it, and Ridley Scott had to use like outcuts and kind of a lot of like very judicious editing to make it seem like he was still in the film. More recently as well, you had Star Wars Rogue One, where a character from the original 1977 film, Tarkin, who was played by Peter Cushing, and he's been dead 20, 30 years, he was brought back to life. What that was they brought in a famous British actor, whose name escapes me now, had him basically fitted with cameras all around his face, and then they digitally altered his face to make it look like Peter Cushing. So actors like, you know, Ben Mendelsohn and so on and so forth had somebody to act off. And
it must have been very weird then in this scenario. Yeah. Like, were they acting to nothing? Did they have a stand-in?
We don't know. See, this is it. We don't know. But I mean, the key point here, and this is what was, you know, was talked about in Rogue One and has been talked about here. The family, this is the big thing that they talk about. This is the most ethical way of doing this. You know, the family were involved in this. In the case of Peter Cushing, his estate had given permission for Lucasfilm to, you know, and Industrial Light and Magic to bring back his likeness. Here, Val Kilmer's daughter, Mercedes Kilmer, was brought in, and she, you know, gave kind of a bit of a, I suppose, a trite speech where she said, you know, oh, my dad was very much interested in emerging technologies and so on and so forth. And, you know, he would have been very much for this. And, you know, we feel happy. And you know, this was a very big big film for him that he wanted to do, because it's about, you know, Arizona, Native American spiritualism and so on and so forth. I personally just think this is just the most distasteful crap. Like, it is. This is just... There is no ethical use case for this whatsoever. There just isn't. Like, he's dead. Let him be dead. Do you know that?
That's what she's arguing. He signed on for the film. He was going to.
He signed
on
for the film when he was alive. He's dead now. Let him be dead. And, like, I mean, are we so hard up for actors that we can't find another actor to take the role and, you know, give an actual performance that a human can watch and kind of get something out of, instead of just a bunch of sprites and pixels slopped together? Like,
well, is it a money thing? Because there was an actor, Jackson Rathbone, I think he was in Twilight, and he said, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, which is probably a bit of hyperbole in the world we live in at the moment. But he made the point then, I'm sorry for your loss. This is to the daughter of Val Kilmer. But are you sorry for the loss? Or are you just basically trying to make money out of your dead dad?
I mean, that's fairly hardcore. I don't know if I can disagree with it, though. Like, you know, there is this whole thing. I mean, I don't know if you saw this, but like Audrey Hepburn's son was gave this great interview in The Telegraph, I think it was, something like that, where he talked about how, you know, there's this entire cottage industry now of, you know, like the Elvis estate and the Audrey Hepburn estate, where they're really trying to figure out how they can keep, you know, a revenue stream for that estate going. And you know, if... And I mean, Audrey Hepburn was used in like a Galaxy ad, I think it was, a Galaxy chocolate ad or something like that, where, you know, she appeared in a bus and like it was, again, it was a computer generated version of Audrey Hepburn and stuff like that. And people rightfully had problems with that as well, because one, she's dead years. And two, you know, why are we getting Audrey Hepburn to do this? Like, what are we trying to say?
The flip side of it is like with the likes of Rogue One and that, it was there for a small amount of time, and a few years later, it looks really dated.
Oh yeah, like, it does. Yeah, yeah.
But now Val Kilmer in this looks. We've only seen 30 seconds of the clip. It looks pretty decent, though, doesn't it?
It does, but like, I mean, the reality of it is that you're watching like literally a 5 second clip in a trailer on your phone. Blow it out up onto a big screen. There's no way that's going to look good. And even if it does look good, so what? Mm. It's still horrible. Like, there is still no ethical, moral, any kind of reason for making this or doing this at all. Like, I have not heard one use of AI, generative AI, that I've thought to myself, actually, yeah, that's a smart way of using it. Like, there just isn't. Like,
yeah.
It's just thievery. Like, it's pure and simple. It's just pure thievery and plagiarism. Like.
You wonder where the book stops with it, and are we just going to keep bringing back dead actors instead of finding new ones?
This is the point. Is like, it is not as if we are short for talent. Do you know that kind of way? It's not as if there aren't actors out of work who could take that role that Val Kilmer was supposed to do and bring something brilliant and bring something different to it. But no, we're relying on computer just because we can. And this is the whole thing with AI is that, like, you know, I don't know if you saw this recently, there was a footwear company in the US that has now just suddenly rebranded as an AI software company. You just slap AI and anything now and it's like, bam, people are just suddenly getting interested in it, you know? And like, this, like 10 years ago, the story was, if you can't make it good, make it 3D. Well, now it seems to be, if you can't make it good, make it AI.
So. And the stock price goes boom. Brian Lloyd, film critic, host of the Screenland podcast. Thank you very much. Let us know what you think of Val Kilmer being back. And, you know, should we be reusing dead actors, recycling dead actors, I suppose, into new movies? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.